Thanks, Jono. I'm so good. Isn't it wonderful when the Lord comes and He just starts to confirm what we believe He wants to do? We don't always know 100%. The Bible says we hear in part, we see in part, we prophesy in part. And I think it's mostly because we are human. So it's so good to have a cloud of witnesses around us, you know, as a team and as a group of saints, to hear Christ in us. I mean, Christ in you, but Christ in us is the hope. The hope of really following Him in the morning like this. It's not a one-man show. This is just everybody coming together and saying, okay, Lord, where do you want to go? And so this morning I want to dive into it and I want to speak on spiritual growth. I feel actually it's what the Lord's been laying on my heart quite a while, for months. And it's not a new word, but it's something that it's been there, it's hanging and been waiting there to be spoken. And so growing spiritually God's way is the underlying current of this. And I think the main focus of this word specifically today is not to give you a 1-10 strategy how you can grow spiritually. Although if you listen and you take it to heart, you'll grow. Changes will come. It's the focus is actually just to reveal the heart of God for us concerning that He wants us to grow spiritually. And secondly, there's a focus that there's a way God wants to grow us. And it's most probably not our way. And I do want to say this. This is not exhausted in information. There will be other keys that you might sit and think, but God has grown me this way. I think for this season, for this community, faith community, for all of us that's been coming and becoming part and joining together, those who've been here a while, those who've been here for a short while, those who are visiting in, I think the Lord wants to say something very specific concerning spiritual growth. So, and I want to go to the scriptures just to build what I say based on what the scripture says. So if we can go to Colossians 1:27, and I'm going to read up to scripture 29. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim Him. So He says, we proclaim Him. And then He switches over into a new gear. And He says, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom. So I just want to say this. He says three things there. But the first one is, He says, we proclaim. And then He says, but we admonish and we teach. We proclaim Christ, but we admonish and teach one another, okay? Everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Jesus or Christ so powerfully works in me. So Paul is speaking and he says, listen, we teach and we admonish so that growth can come. So there's clearly God beginning to reveal that growth is important. Scripturally, it's important. It's founded. In Ephesians 4, and I'm going to read out of the NIV, it says, Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 15. So Christ Himself. Now, most of us should know the scripture if you've been a Josh Jenner for a while. So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and you can put in brackets, elders and teachers, pastors, in brackets, elders, to equip His people for the works of service. Why? So that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants. Listen to that. Then we will no longer be infants, meaning we are infants when we become born again, but we can remain infants if certain things does not happen. All right? Tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Verse 15. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect a mature body in God, in Christ. Okay. So this is clearly, it is the heart of God, the Father, when we came into His body, into His family. It's His heart to not keep us as is. Somebody once said, and this just popped up, that God loves us so much, and He loves us as we are, but He loves us so much that He's not going to leave us the way we are. Okay, why? Because God is a God of growth. It's a God that says, you are an infant once, but I want you to become a son or a daughter, and then I want you to become a mature follower of me. And for where we are now, in where we journey together as a faith community, I really believe that God is wanting to encourage us, but also provoke us. In Afrikaans beteken dit aanhits. Ek wil jou aanhits. I want to provoke you towards maturity. Okay, if I look back on my life, there are certain things where I needed to grow in order to step into what God had in mind for me. But growth and having to grow is part of God's heart. It's the Father's heart. He wants us to grow. He wants us to move from one degree to another. He does not want us to remain stagnant. Okay, and there was a feeling in the prayer this morning, Shaul shared it, nations and neighbors. Let me tell you, how will they see, apart from our love for one another? There's something where they will see something of God, and I'll share it just now. If we want to go to the nations, and if we want to go to our neighbors, we don't need to be perfect, but we need to have fruit. We need to have fruit, and I'll show it to you just now. It's vital that we go with that fruit and not with the fruit that where we decided, this is how we grow, this is how I grow, and I will bring this to you. We've got to grow this way. This is how God has grown me. This is how God has developed me. This is what God has asked of me. And here I lay it before you, Father, and before the nations and the neighbors. Okay? And that's why I say most probably it's going to look different. It's going to feel different. It's not going to feel that great. So, practically, what does it mean to grow spiritually? And I checked in with a few guys, some of the wiser guys around me, the Mike Tufays, and just to earth it a little bit, because everybody has a perspective here of spiritual growth. So I needed to just check in with a few guys and say, but with what I have, tell me, what do you witness and what can you add? So I just want to color it in a little bit if I can. What is meant with God wanting us to grow spiritually? God wanting us to move from infant towards mature following or mature disciple. It means the following, if you can just listen to the words. It's to grow up or mature in our walk with God. So when God says, grow, I want you to grow, He's saying, I want you to grow up in how you walk with me, how you seek me, how you find me, how you follow me, which flows into how you worship me, how you praise me, how you pray. All those things is caught up in this. When you get born again, there's one form, an infant's form of walking with. But 3 years later, it needs to look different. Your walk needs to look different. The way you worship needs to look different. The way you seek, find, and follow Him needs to be different. Otherwise, you haven't grown. Otherwise, we haven't grown. So that's the first practical, just description of, okay, Lord, you want me to grow. What does it look like, Lord? Okay, well, how are you following me? How are you seeking me? And how are you finding me? How are you worshiping me? How are you praising me? How are you praying? Okay, it's in the way you walk. Secondly, is to grow up and mature in how we reflect God and His character. So when we become born again, there's something that's put in us. And God says, I want you to grow up, but not only in how you walk with me, I want you to grow up in how you reflect me and my character. Meaning, how merciful have you become? Have you grown in your love for others? Because that's how you reflect God. Do you lay down your life for others as He does? That's reflecting God. So if we do not grow to maturity in a greater way in this, if we go to the nations and we go to our neighbors and we don't reflect that, we will sabotage what God had in mind for those people. So He calls us in through praise this morning. He says, listen, I want you close to me. But God is so wise. He's like a dove. And like he says in the Bible, be as wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. I really believe it's because God is wise and gentle. So he says, come closer. Come closer through praise. Desiree, come nader and praise. And when we praise him, we begin to change while we're there. He softens our heart, and then he comes in and says, okay, now I'm going to actually tell you something about yourself, which you didn't know. And you might not like it, but because you're so close to me, and my love and my presence, it's going to be easy for you to receive it. Isn't he wise? Isn't he subtle? Yet he's truthful. He will reveal. Okay. And then I just want to mention this as well. Practically, what does it look like? To grow spiritually is to no longer be the same as within the previous season. That for me is like it stands out like a lightning bolt. If we say we have grown in certain areas in how we walk with God, how we reflect God, but we're exactly the same as the previous season, have we really grown? And we've got to ask ourselves these questions every now and then. We have to ask the people around us every now and then, have I changed? Is something different about me? Have I grown? Okay. Have I grown in my walk? Have I grown in my reflection? Why? And there's a lot of whys. But I want to say, I remember 2-3 months ago, we have an eldership meeting every, I think it's third Friday morning. And the guys come together early in the morning and we sit and every now and then we give one another the opportunity to speak into somebody's life. And that morning it was my turn. And Dave Anna, jy het nog die gap gevraas al. And I said the agreement was this: stay close to the Lord in your opinion, but please speak in. And the guy spoke. And some of it was like, yes, I hear. Yes, I witness. And some of it was like, ah. Oh, it just got me here now. No offense. There was no offense taken. But it was certain things that I heard that I felt, really, Lord? Then, of course, you need to be wise and go afterwards to some of the other guys and just say, I want to open it up again. Do you witness with everything? So that Christ can bring the fullness of what he wanted to do. But that wasn't easy to say, God, guys, have I changed? Is there things I'm doing and I'm not growing in it? Okay. It's vital. It's not easy. It's nie lekker nie. But if I look back on my life, that's the path and part of God's ways of getting me to grow and shake off certain things, cut away others, and take up certain things that God wanted. It hasn't changed and it will not change. What will change is the measure what God asks you to cut away and the measure that God will ask you to take up. Depending on the grace upon your life, which only comes from God alone. All right. And everybody has different graces here. Capacities. He says, I give certain capacity graces. Meaning, I cannot expect of you to make a radical change as I have did. Because God's ability on you is different than God's ability on me. But I have to obey what he asks of me. Mark a sin. Okay, so God is in growth. God is in moving forward. So why? And I want to go quick through the whys. I want to get to, okay, what is it that God might be using in this season? I just want to mention this, and you can bring up the scripture in John 15. Why is it important to continue to grow? By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. I think one of the first things are, if we want to go to the nations and to the neighbors, to glorify him can come through the words of our mouth, like we did through praise and songs this morning. But did you know that if you grow in how you walk with him, and if you grow in how you reflect him, that you glorify the Father in heaven? Because people begin to see him for who he is, through you, on your life, on your way, the way you walk, on the way you lay down your life, on the way you love others. Father in heaven is he's magnified. Not that he's made bigger. It's almost just like the light of is shone upon who he really is. He's glorified in the midst of others. So if we want to go, we have to grow. Grow. Don't be perfect. Don't be perfect. Just grow. Okay, I tell my daughter in athletics and in schoolwork and how to study. We don't expect 100%, but I do expect you to give your best. and to grow in the sense of learn how to do certain things well. That's all I ask. Two, it's important to grow because to stagnate in our spiritual growth or to remain spiritually an infant is in opposition to God, the Father's revealed biblical will. God revealed in the Bible that He wants His children to grow from one degree to another. If we kick against the growth because we kick against how He wants us to grow, we are opposing the heart of God the Father for us. And if you ever sit in a situation, this is why I'm giving this to you, where you might feel, but this is too difficult, this is unfair. Remember this. If God chooses it, He's wise. And if you say no, Lord, you are opposing the very thing in His wisdom, in His sovereignty, that He decided about. This is not only how I wanted to grow you, this is how I know you will grow the best. Okay. I remember when we came into 412. Before I came into, we came into 412 5 years ago almost now, just to keep track. We've been with Josh Jane 2.5 years now, in March, now the 13th, I think, somewhere around there. And when we came into Durbanville Central, we came in here, and I bumped into one of our previous community or church members who are now Durbanville Central, and she asked me, how are you doing? I was here in AM. How are you doing? And the very first word that popped out of my mouth, I couldn't stop it. Thank God it was something glorious. I said to her, I'm changing. I'm changing. It's almost like it was here on the top of my spirit. I said, I'm changing. I'm changing in the way I do things. Was it easy? No, you can speak to the guys here that know me, that's getting to know me. I had to lay down things for years. I had to step away from things. I had to hear things which sometimes cut, but it was cut in love. But I was changing. I was changing. I'm changing now. Changing now. Even as I stand here, changing. In the week, I spoke to a fellow elder. I don't know, Scala here. We chatted. Changing. Hearing. What's your perspective? What do you feel? I hear you. I'll change. I'll shift on that. Why? Because I want to glorify my Father. I want to glorify my Father. And I don't want to remain the same. Because I don't want to be in opposition to what He wants to do now. So what was okay 5 years ago is not okay today. Then it's not okay. Then I shift on it. Okay. And lastly, if you say, but why? Why do I need to push through? Because it's not easy to grow. It's not always that great, okay? It's spiritually unnatural and unhealthy to not show any consistent and significant signs of spiritual growth. So you say, but why must I grow? Because it's unnatural spiritually. It's unhealthy not to grow. Anything that are supposed to, that needs to grow and that does not grow, gives us this kind of a sense that something is not right. Am I right? I can get into your life circumstances and ask you very specific practical questions. If you plant something, if you start something, if you choose to move in a certain direction and it's not growing, you will be the first one to say, but why not? Wat is verkeerd? Or what did I do wrong? Or what do I need to change? It's always this inherent question, why is it moving from one degree to another? Because that's the nature of God and a part of His nature which He just inherently transferred into us as His creation. Creation is to grow. Okay? And the Apostle Paul is a beautiful example in 1 Corinthians. Dirk, if you can put it up. Verse 3, where he says, he comes to the Corinthians and he says to them, but I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people. Listen to what he says. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual people. Okay? It's almost like a tenorgestelde. I could not address you, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ, I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Meaning, he wanted to give them something else. There was something else ready. But he realized, oh my word, they've not grown. They have to give them milk again. Oh my word, I can't speak to them like mature spiritual people. I have to almost speak to them like somebody that was born again yesterday. All right? Is that happening with you or with people around you? And even now, you're not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? So if you say why, it's because it's unhealthy to remain the same. This question is almost like it hangs like a cloud over this word. Are you changing the way God wants you to change? Are you growing? Have you grown? Are you different? Are you different? Are you different than a year ago? Are you the same in a difficult scenario as a rule as a year ago? If you are, you've not grown. If you haven't stepped over that hurdle, you haven't grown. And God said, I'm glorified if you step over the hurdle. Okay. I want to read you just this. It's almost like I wouldn't say it's a statistic, but Andrew Murray wrote something on prolonged infancy biologically. And he said, two characteristics of an infant. One, an infant cannot help itself. Two, an infant cannot help others. When it eats infant stage, a baby is very cute, and it's fine for it to not be able to help itself and others. But after 3 years, if the baby has not developed past its infancy, then it becomes a serious matter, which could become a burden or even a sign that something might be in disorder. Spiritually, it's exactly the same. When you get born again, it's wonderful. You're cute. Everybody faffs around you. That's what God wants. They want to love you and keep you safe. But after a year, there needs to be development. After 2 years, there needs to be more development. After 3 years, if change is not evidently seriously visible, it's a serious matter. Okay. And God the Father is visiting us through the Word this morning and saying, but I need you and want you, well, I want you to grow, but I also believe it's almost like I need you because I want to send you. I want you to go, some of you I can't send you now. It's like Andrew said the other day, some of you I cannot allow you to preach now. I will not allow you to preach now. Because there'll be more destruction than good. It will not be helpful. And we understand that. So how will God choose to grow us? Very first one, if you can go to the first slide. And I just want to stay on my time, but the first way God will choose is this. And I do want to say this. It's not exhausted. There are other ways. But this first one stands out a lot for me. When I move among the sheep, and not just on a Sunday morning see the high praises of God and the adoration for who He is. I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see community life flourish and function on a Wednesday or on a Thursday evening, isn't it? It's wonderful. But when I move among the sheep, I realize more and more and more, people do not spend time with God alone. They don't. Not everybody. We should prioritize time with God daily or regularly if possible. So many people just cannot seem to grow spiritually because they are dehydrated of the presence of God and they are malnourished of the Word of God. They are dehydrated. There's no water, living water in them. No Holy Spirit presence. And you need to be rehydrated by spending time with Him so He can rehydrate you. And you can rise up and have strength to grow and do what He asks of you. But also malnourished because we don't spend time with Him. We don't hear His words into our hearts. stirring and faithing us up, giving us faith because he spoke to us. And we're not spending time in his revealed written word as led by the Spirit. We're malnourished and we're dehydrated. Therefore, we cannot grow. We're struggling to grow. But if we spend time with him, not by the arm of the flesh, but by the grace of God, say, God, I want to. I don't know how, and sometimes I don't want to, but help me, God. And you respond and you go regularly or daily if you can. He'll start to pour his Spirit into you when you're there. He'll start to speak to you the words of life, which will be like wind in the sails of faith. And you'll begin to grow just under the supernatural ability of God. It's a simple discipline which God has given mankind to not only connect with him, but to grow so that when we are full, we minister or we love out of the overflow. Because we have wells that's been dug in the secret place. Don't just come dig your well here on a Sunday morning. This is a corporate well. It's different than the intimacy or the intimate well in your closet. It's by honest, same God, but something different happens. Okay. Consider, before I move to the next, just consider the state of a physical body or our physical health if we only drank water and ate once a week for months on end. What would it look like? What would the physical body look like if you only drink water once a week, briefly, and you eat something briefly, and you go for 7 days? In the beginning, to be, it's great, I feel energetic. Okay, but let's go 3 months in. Where are you at physically? You'll begin to dwindle away. All the muscles that keep everything together will become your food to an extent where you can no longer stand on your 2 feet. We mean nothing to the nations and we mean nothing to our neighbors if we are flat on the ground and we are not mobile. All right? Secondly, I believe in the season and in the season past, this is a big one. God has used this to grow us, but I've seen people fight it. And they've been opposing God in the growth. We must permit ourselves to be pruned by God, to be trimmed, reduced, sanctified within specific or within various areas of our life. In John 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father, the vine dresser, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, I cut away. But the one that does, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. God comes in his love and he steps into this church and into this community and in Josh Chin and he begins to prune people. He begins to show out things and say, I want to cut that away. I want to minimize that. I want to reduce that. And those who says, yes, Lord, cut it away. In due season, they suddenly sprout and grow. But if we fight it, if we oppose it, for whatever the reason, growth will not come. Perfect example. I remember 4 years ago, and now you can just keep on clicking. Yeah. I was in the garden. Annelle is the garden person, but she doesn't have green fingers. I'm not the garden person, but I do. That's weird, eh? That's maybe why we got married. It's a good combination. I was sitting in the garden, and we had this lavender plant, and we put it in a bowl, beautiful bowl, for it to grow, and it grew for about 3 to 4 weeks. Beautiful. And one morning I was sitting there spending time with God and I looked at this lavender plant and it was busy dying. Busy dying. And we gave it water, hoping that it will be nourished. Nothing happened. We put in nutrients. Nothing happened. I took it and I moved it into the shade a little bit more to give it a little bit of, okay, give me room. I need to just hide away a little bit. Nothing happened. I took it and I put it in the sun. Gave it a little bit of limelight. Nothing happened. And Nell came to me one day and said, I read something. She said, for the lavender to grow, you've got to prune it. She came with the scissors, and I kid you not, I think that plant said, Nia, so please, let me unnail me. Let Lee prune me, but not Anel, okay? And that, but if you know Anel, don't let Anel cut your hair. Let Ekere do, okay? She pruned it. 3 weeks later, that lavender plant was beautiful. And many times we have people and we say, okay, let's grow them. Let's give them a bigger platform. Groter pot. Let's pull them more into this. Maybe they'll grow. Let's give them more limelight. Maybe they'll grow. And all God is saying, it's not the time for that. Isn't that how it worked with me when I came to Justin, guys, elders? Where the Lord said, take that away from him. Take that away from him. Not on the platform. No preaching for a year. No leading for a year. Sit and listen. Sit and listen. Change. Unlearn. Relearn. Sitting there, sitting there. Grits, 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 grits. Oh, you praat so in die meeting. Grits, 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 grits. Okay? Isn't what God did to me, Vanna? That's sometimes when the most growth comes. And many of us, some of us sit here, and you've been fighting the pruning of the Lord. But it was actually the love of God, the mercy of God, the sovereignty that we're singing of God that came in and said, but this is how I want to grow you. I know you feel you need the opportunity, but I know you don't need it at all. You actually need to be pruned there. And if you lean into that, in due season, you'll see growth and you'll glorify the Father who's in heaven. Okay. And it doesn't come around only once. It comes around seasonally as God wants. Shuman.
I just felt as I was sitting at the back, just to share with us, I felt the Lord say, just speak quickly about this. I feel like, you know, sometimes we can go through permitting ourselves and be like, oh, must I not go through the struggle and focus on the difficulty or the cutting away. But I almost feel like the Lord's reminding us of the joy set before that pruning time. So not to look at, oh, I'm going to go through this difficult time, I'm going to struggle, but actually look at, what is God going to do at the end of it all? The joy that he's going to bring glory back to him, but that joy to focus there instead of the, oh, it's Aina. But we must permit ourselves, but for the joy that's about to come.
Yeah, and that's the Jesus way. The Bible says he persevered and endured due to the joy set before him, knowing that he's going to bring all of us through. He would take that punch. He would take that jab. Okay, so as I begin to land, I just want to give you the second last, one of the ways I believe God is, how he's working in our midst, okay, he's, how we believe, I believe he's stirring here, is number three, we should continue to be teachable, and towards what? Teachable towards God's equipping, not our equipping, teachable towards God's equipping through the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, elders, and teachers to whom God has entrusted us with. If you want to grow in our midst, in the plan of God, I think it's vital to remain open and willing to learn and to change where needed. That's teachable. Teachable is not just to say, I've heard you. My sons and my daughter also do that sometimes. Ek hoor vir pa. You've heard me. Teachability means this, I've heard you, and I am making the necessary change as needed, where needed, when needed. That's a teachable spirit. That's a teachable person. And God is saying, I'm growing you my way, but my way is this. I want you to be teachable towards my equipping through my apostolic, prophetic, evangelical, pastoral, and did I say prophetic? Teaching graces I've put in your midst. This is how I have chosen to grow you. This is how I have chosen to equip you. And if you remain open for them and shift where needed, you will grow. You say, but I listen to guys, other apostolic or prophetic or teaching voices. I hear you. But in which direction are you growing? If there's graces here by God, those graces take us where God wants us to go as a community. If you listen to other graces, also of God, you're going to grow in that direction. Meaning it's going to be difficult to understand why we're moving left if others are saying go right. See, if you want to grow healthily here, listen to those fivefold grace voices. Of which is the elders here? Some of them are away overseas. But can all the elders just stand up quickly? Just all the elders, quick, yeah. Okay. These are, at this moment in time, pastors in according to the scripture that you've heard. But they're elders. On some of these elders, there are fivefold gifts of prophetic gifts or apostolic gifts or ministry gifts, like worship there with Greg at the back. Sorry, Greg. We went to school together. It's like blocking all of the school out. But some of these guys will also come through as pure apostolic or prophetic or teaching officers in the kingdom of God. When the Lord speaks through Andrew and speaks through them, through myself, through Kevin, and it's truly the Lord and we agree, listen to them. Thanks, guys. They don't have an agenda. They don't have their agenda. We have one agenda. What is Jesus saying? What does Jesus want? And if we've made a mistake, I've gotten to know some of them in the last 2.5 years, some of them in the last year. I promise you, some of them in the last 6 months, Scala. I promise you, we'll be the first to say, sorry, we were wrong. Okay, but drink and eat from that equipping so that you can develop. Listen to the scripture, and I'm going to read it again, Ephesians 4. So Christ himself gave these men, these apostles, prophets, evangelists, elders and teachers, to equip his people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach all the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Jesus gave them. Okay. Yesterday, there was a song that I wanted to, I actually encouraged Barry of a song. So, Skulk has a certain function in amongst us and in the body. So Skulk checked in with Barry. Barry came back to me and says, there's a check on the song. And what I want to show you is, let's even elders glean from elders. We learn from one another. We're teachable, open and willing to learn and shift. And Skulk said to him what he feels. I checked in with Skulk. He explained to me. I listened to it. And to his voice note, and when I listened to it, my spirit witnessed, I bounced it off my wife, and I felt, I hear. And I made the shift. Why? Because unless I'm open and willing to learn and to shift where needed, I will not grow. And if I do not grow there, I will not glorify my Father who's in heaven. Are you willing to go there? Are you willing to go there where you're used to something and it was once right? And a voice comes in and it's confirmed, but there's a little bit of a tweak. It's just this big, but you need to make the shift. And you say, yes, Lord, I will go. If you're willing. Okay, if you're willing, you'll grow. Okay, and I end with this last one. And I want you to really search your heart in these matters. Are you spending time with God? Have you changed in that? Are you allowing God to prune you regularly? Are you open for the graces which God has planted here? Because he knows how he wants to grow this tree. Okay? To other trees and vineyards, he gives other graces. Don't grow that way. You'll grow away from us. And it might not be the plan of God. All right? So, and lastly, music ministry or worship ministry, you're welcome to come up. We should follow through. Follow through. Oh, what a beautiful example of Abraham. We will not grow spiritually unless we are willing and committed to see through what God had asked from. Youth, let me tell you, you're growing up in an era where perseverance is not one of the most important things. Everything is quick and instant. But in God's kingdom, and in building a healthy church and being a follower of Jesus Christ and growing, perseverance will be fundamental. It will be fundamental to your faith and what your faith looks like, sounds like, and what you flesh out. If you sabotage or sidestep or ditch following through what God asks you, you will never possess what God has in store for you. You'll see a measure of it, like Moses saw it in the distance. He saw Canaan in the distance, but he did not enter in. He only saw a portion. He heard of it, but he didn't enter in. Persevere. Follow through. If Jesus says no, follow through. If Jesus says stay away, follow through. If Jesus says learn that thing, follow through. Druk deur. Adults, parents, follow through. Abraham is a beautiful example. Where God comes and he says, you are and will be a father of nations. It progresses to a point where he has his second son, Isaac. And then God says, you know the story. God says, okay, now give him back to me. This is what I want from you. Now, consider the message. God's growing us. So a lot of things were happening with Abraham, but God was also growing something in him. Growing something in him. And he goes up, travels 2 days up the mountain, goes up the mountain, and then he gets to a point where he follows through, where he raises the knife ready to give this child back to God. And the angel says, of the Lord says, stop. I mean, he's so committed to do what the Lord asks of him that God himself needs to halt him and say, no, stop, Abram. I see. Okay? Are you there? Just think of the growth of his trust in God. Because he was willing to go so far. He went so far that it was to a point of the death of his child. Yet he was willing to go there. And when God came through, just think how much he would have trusted God after that. Knowing he walked that out. He followed through. He pressed on. Maybe cried. Who? Nobody says it in the Bible, but I would have cried up that mountain. I cry for the... We were at a funeral a few days ago, and one of the kids in Leander's class and his sister in Neva's class, their father passed away. I sat in his service a week and a half ago. I didn't know him that well, but ek moes knars op my tanne, because every time I looked at the boy, I wanted to cry so loud for that little one growing up without dad. How much more Abraham going up this mountain knowing he's going to take the life of his son whom he waited for? Kom nou julle, let's just be real for a moment. It's tough sometimes. But go there. Go there. Okay. So I want to lean into this with prayer. I mean, I'm emphasizing. I don't want to labor, but I'm emphasizing. If you want to grow, time in the Lord, we are so malnourished and dehydrated. The only time people can stand is when they're in the corporate gathering of God's people. But when you're alone, you're flat on your back. And God says, no, no, no. No, no, no. Rather come lie here, but be full of me when we are alone. Okay? Allowing yourself to be pruned, to be cut away, so that God can raise you up. Follow through and be teachable. Okay? Then you'll grow. And with this emphasis, why, Lord? I think part of it is what the Lord said prophetically. I want you to go to the nations, and I want you to go to your neighbors. But unless you grow to a certain measure. All right, can we stand? So I do want to give you the opportunity. And this, again, this is not a strategy. Okay, end of the word, or the worship was great, now we're going to pray again. This is commitment time. Because what's going to happen, the moment you've received the word, God will come and he will give you an opportunity to respond to the word. When God reveals something, it's God's invitation. He doesn't just say stuff. God reveals, And through that, he invites. And he said, but okay, I've revealed it to you. Now come. And God wants to invite you this morning. So after I've spoken about growth, I want all of you to grow in a measure in the next year. All of you. All of you. But I'm going to prune you. I'm going to call time out with you. Will you come? I'm going to ask you to be open and teachable and willing to change. Will you change? I'm going to ask you to follow through on what I've asked you. Will you do it? And if you say, Lord, I want to grow, I want to pray for you and I want you to come forward. Because I believe in the wonderful grace of God that comes upon us when we say, yes, Lord, I'll go. I'm willing. So will you come forward? And let's pray in agreement with the Word and trust the Spirit of God to come and endow us with a special ability to respond in the times to come. And believe you me, it's going to come. After this morning, in the weeks to come, the invitations will come to spend time. The opportunities to be pruned will come. Your leaders will come speak to you about certain things. Fivefold gifts will operate, and you might think, but why? And there's your opportunity to grow. God will remind you of something he asked you, and he said, but you stagnated, and you will have to pick it up again and fight that battle. There's your opportunity to grow. All right. And we'll most probably sometimes not feel that great. It's going to, because it's going to be on a bruise or a little cut. But don't focus on the feeling. Do what he says. Can we just raise our hands? There's a lot of people here. Yeah. A lot of growth in our future, Lord. Not of because of who we are, but because of you. May you be glorified in what is coming, God, into our neighbors and into our nations. Jesus, I want to pray now, Lord, as you've summoned us through this word, saying, I love it when you grow. I want you to grow. I want you to glorify my Father. I want to ask you to give them grace. Give us grace, God. Give us that special ability that we did not deserve, but you give it. You give it to us, Lord, that the moment we step, something moves within us. And I pray the Holy Spirit ability upon every man and every woman in this place who says, me, Lord. Jesus, 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 please do it. Lord, I'm going to hold tightly unto you and just step away from the expectation of how this must look in weeks to come, knowing that we have obeyed, knowing that we have followed you this morning, in part, but every man, every woman, pray this morning, strength, conviction, spirit of obedience, just to follow the one, to follow God. Please, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah, I want to encourage you, before I give to Vanna, I think the reality is, just to earth it, in the next few weeks, please expect God to intervene in ways that you might not expect. Scenarios to pop up. Don't fight the scenario. Don't fight the circumstances. Remember what you've committed to today. Remember your God. Remember Him. And then say, okay, Lord, is this it? And if He says yes, lean into it and follow through. All right. And you'll begin to see something grow and change in you. All right.